Now, meat eaters are fighting back. Apparently, the Ulster Farmers Union say going vegetarian or vegan as a New Year's resolution is well past being rare or medium, but verging on the side of overdone. The organisation says it's becoming increasingly concerned about misinformation that are driving misconceptions about red meat diets and health. Would you consider going vegetarian, vegan, even for a short period of time? Or is there a reason that you feel is very important and valid that you continue to have meat in your diet? On the line now is the UFU Beef and Lamb Chairman, Sam Chesney. Good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, Vinny. How are you?
I'm not too bad. And also the vegan advocate, Clifford Grant. Good morning to you, Clifford.
Hello, Vinny. Hello, Sam. How are you today?
Good morning, Clifford.
Clifford, we'll start with you. There is a perception sometimes about meat and the impact it has on your health. Why are you so determined that vegan is the way to go?
So vegan for me is not just, it's not a mundane diet choice, Vinny, to start with. It's the difference between death and life for some beings and for human beings as well, and for the planet that we live on. So I've seen the release from the UFU yesterday saying to everyone that we need to eat meat for our health. And it's really just a document of misinformation. I mean, they've mentioned protein is one of the things on there. They've mentioned that we need to eat meat in our diet for protein. Well, the hospitals are not full of people who are vegan and who are protein deficient. There's no protein deficient wards in our hospitals. The hospitals are full of people with type 2 diabetes and cancers and heart disease and diseases like this, diseases that are caused by eating meat and eating dairy and eating eggs. It also mentions iron. Now, Sam has mentioned on his report that...
Just to go back to something you said there, Clifford, in relation to diabetes, you're suggesting that type 2 diabetes, for example, is linked to eating meat?
Yes.
And where's the proof for that? I didn't realise that was the case. So where's the proof behind that?
So most people will tell you that it is sugar that causes type 2 diabetes, but sugar is only the cause. So what happens when you eat meat and when you eat dairy and you eat eggs, you get saturated fat in along with those products, Vinny. And the scientists have discovered now that that fat sits in the cells of your muscles. And then when you eat sugar, you should have an insulin response. But the saturated fat sits in your cells, and it's almost like putting glue in the lock of a door. And the key can't get in. The insulin can't get in. So what they've discovered
now... But you're talking about excessive consumption here, Clifford.
No, normal consumption.
You're trying to tell me that if you that is related to any consumption of meat.
Yes.
Sam, your response to that?
Oh, dear, Vinny. Again, another list of misinformation. You know what? This is all, a lot of this is fake news. You know, scientists can prove anything or disprove anything. We in the Ulster Farmers Union, the Beef and Lamb Body... We promote a healthy amount of meat and lamb, red meat. Red meat's very good for producing, you know, hemoglobin, to produce iron in the human body. Protein is a very, very important factor, and protein is readily available in red meat. And it's not just in Britain, it's throughout the world. Some countries in the world are very lacking in protein. Omega fatty acids, all these different ingredients that it's hard to get from a vegan diet. I have no problem with a vegan what they want to eat, where they want to eat it, and all about it. But this misinformation about animal welfare, you know, we are in a world now that thinks animals are cartoon characters on television, and it's just not true. A healthy, balanced diet is what I would promote.
Well, there you go, Clifford. I think Sam has set out fairly clearly there why he is happy for you to be a vegan or a vegetarian.
Yeah.
So why are you not happy for him to be a meat eater?
Well, Sam mentioned there that animals are not cartoon characters, and they're certainly not cartoon characters. Animals, Vinny, as we all know, we all have dogs at home, and we look at animals. What the problem is, we're taught when we're young to draw an arbitrary line. So we're taught to love dogs and cats and horses, and if somebody hunts foxes or bullfighting, we get upset. And then we draw an arbitrary line, and we don't think of the animals that we consume and that we wear, typically pigs and cows, and sheep, and hens, and chickens. Now, these animals are exactly the same as the animals that we all love. They all have mouths to eat, they all have ears to hear, and eyes to see.
Because some people make the argument, Clifford, about them being sentient beings in terms of some animals are more personable, or they have more of a personality. That I guess if you really boil it down, that there is more to them than just meat.
Yeah, absolutely, Vinny. And, you know, we talk about, Sam's going to throw out terms there like grass-fed and organic and red tractor approved and RSPCA approved. And another one we hear all the time is humane slaughter. Well, Vinny, those two words do not go together. Humane means benevolence. It means to care for and be kind to. And slaughter means to kill someone in a violent and cruel fashion.
So we are
sending cows to a slaughterhouse. They are both gunned in the head and hung upside down and a knife pulled across their throat. In Northern Ireland, we send pigs in their thousands to two facilities where they are forced into gas chambers. It's called butanic gas.
Okay, well, Sam, you want to respond to that? Because I guess the point he's trying to make is you can't really be kind to something if you're going to kill it, no matter how you do that.
Okay, Vinny. In other parts of the world, they eat dogs, they eat all sorts of things. So you just can't say that because, you know, we're here, we shouldn't be eating lambs and calves and things like that there. You know, we are one of the most humane societies in the world, how we treat our livestock, how we treat our animals.
Sam, can I just ask you...
Just very, sorry, Vinny.
How would you humanely kill someone that does not want to die? Could I ask you that question? How would you humanely...
Well, I'm not going to get into that argument because that's just the argument that vegans throw up.
It's not an argument, Sam. It's a question.
You know, it's so humanely done. I have seen it done and it's so quick. It's instantaneous. The animal has no idea. The abattoirs now have all got CCTV in to stop any malpractice. It happens so quickly. The abattoirs are scored on noise, and if there's no noise in the abattoir, the animals don't know exactly what's happening.
Sam, I have stood outside a slaughter.
Okay, let's not be specific about... I don't want to make any claims on air about what happens anywhere, because we need to look into that before that they're made. Can I ask you one question, Clifford?
Yeah, sure.
Would you accept that for many, they'll say, well, to eat animals is a natural thing to do. There is a food chain, and we happen to be towards the top of it.
Well, Vinny, we're not really towards the top of the food chain. You know, we're not natural carnivores.
There was a professor recently from Queen's University, Clifford, Professor Chris Elliott, who said that a poorly planned vegan diet could be potentially fatal.
Yeah.
So how do you... Is there an issue with education in terms of people make that decision, you know, people knowing what to do?
Absolutely, yeah. And he put that out there. Now, I would say to you that people can make their own minds up. You can listen to your local farmer, or you can listen to your personal trainer, or the guy from Queens who put that out. But on the other side of the coin, we have studies like the China study. It's the biggest epidemiological study ever conducted. We have scientists like T. Colin Campbell and Colwell Esselstyn, Dr. Michael Greger, Dr. Neil Bernard. We have Cornell and Harvard telling us.
And I understand, but my question is it education? And I don't mean education for that professor. I mean for people that make that decision to go vegan. Do they know what to do to keep their diet healthy?
Well, no. I would say to them, you just need to eat enough vegetables. You need to eat
it's a new fad culture.
Hold on, Sam.
In the world go to veganism, they'll go vegan. If all the celebrities go to eating pineapples, they'll all eat pineapples.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, people are very, very easily followed. If I could get one of the football stars out of Liverpool to eat a steak on television, the whole country would want steaks. So, you've got Lewis Hamilton, who's turned a vegan, supposedly, allegedly, turned a vegan to save the planet. A bit ironic, I think. You've got Beyonce and her partner, her boyfriend, turning vegan. Are they looking for more followers, or are they looking for...
Well, what's wrong with that, Sam? If they want to turn vegan, I have a bit of a battle in my head because I am a big dog lover. I've three of my own, right? And I do sometimes think, I wonder how I can make the difference between happy to eat a steak but not happy to eat my dog, and would be disgusted at the thought of someone doing that. And I know it sounds flippant, but that's a real... Animals are animals, Sam Chesney.
Yeah, well, I have no problem with people eating what they want to eat, Benny. I just don't want to ram it down everybody's throat that what you're doing is totally wrong and what I'm doing is totally right. If Clifford wants to stay vegan and eat vegan food, that's very good. I have no problem. But he shouldn't be telling 98% of the population in the United Kingdom that veganism is the way to go.
We all have our own choices. We'll have to leave it at that for now. But Sam Chesney and Clifford Grant, thank you very much for your time.